Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is there concern from what you've seen and heard from local business about Fantasy Island closing?
I haven't spoke to any of the local business people yet. This is really very new. We as a town have a concern. I'm fearful that it's going to affect like KOA. What I feel is that a lot of people come here and vacation here. They stay at the KOA. They're going to do Fantasy Island one day. They'll do Niagara Falls the next. Then there's also other things. They're going to stop at one of the local restaurants and have dinner because they don't want to cook every night. They've been out all day doing tourist items and stuff. Even if they fill up at the gas stations, you know, there's going to be some impacts with that. There's going to be a little bit of trickle down.
I did speak with a local businessman who said he's not particularly worried about his business. He has heard concern from some of the smaller, I guess, less established businesses, and mm-hmm. I assume that would carry a lot of concern
sure.
to you as well.
Sure, exactly.
What was this kind of like sprung on you, this closing, and just kind of talk about that?
Yes, I first received text messages on Tuesday afternoon regarding this, and it was copy of the article in the American Coaster Enthusiast magazine. I'm talking about Fantasy Island selling off the Silver Comet and stuff, and then there was no confirmation yet that Fantasy Island was closed until either later that day or Wednesday morning, but their website then stated that it was permanently closed.
And there was just no communication or anything like
that? I had not heard from Apex Parks Group at that time. I did yesterday afternoon speak with one of the gentlemen who's, I believe, their marketing director, and he asked me to send him an email stating the questions that I had, and he would get answers for me and get back to me. I have not heard back from him yet.
What are some of those questions?
Well, number one, is the park for sale? Number two is the idea to sell off some of the rides and then repurpose the land and sell it for that. Or three, is it sold already?
So it sounds like you are kind of like in the dark on this whole process.
That's a pretty accurate statement, yeah.
So it's kind of...
You know, we're trying to figure it out. Yeah. We don't have answers yet,
right.
So...
So it's difficult to go forward when you don't even really understand what's fully going on
right
now.
And in their defense, the park manager is on vacation and out of the country. I've called his cell phone, and his cell phone even states that. The other gentleman told me that he would be back on Monday, and I should probably expect a call from him on Monday. So that's probably the next time I'll speak to them.
Have you heard concern from citizens, not necessarily businesses?
Yes, everybody's concerned because it's such an integral part of Grand Island for so many years. It's like we're associated, you know, if you think of Grand Island, you think of Fantasy Island. So there is a strong connection there.
If you don't even have all the answers to what fully happened, it's kind of hard to really discuss what could be next.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add? Is there anything you'd like the residents of Grand Island to know?
Yeah, we're working right now with, I've met with State Assemblyman Morinello. I've spoke to a representative from Senator Chris Jacobs' office, State Senator Chris Jacobs, and also State Assemblyman Sean Ryan, who is not our representative here, but he stopped in yesterday and we had a discussion regarding this as well, seeing if there's if we can collaboratively work together to see if there's anything we can do to reverse this trend.
So it sounds like the support you've been getting from local politicians has been fairly good.
Yes, yes, it's been great. And I can't say enough about these guys. I reached out to them and they were right there.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!